been kind enough to spend some time with us, and we won't keep him long. It is Tad Boyle, the head men's basketball coach for the Colorado Buffaloes. Coach, thank you so much for your time for us back here in Denver. I guess I'll just start with asking you, man, I'm going to raise my hand, Coach. I thought big picture NCAA tournament, I thought you guys were dead in the water during the middle of the season when you guys had lost 4 or 5 games. But something happened, and you guys finished the year on a ferocious stretch. What led to this turnaround that had you winning 8 in a row down the stretch?
Let me first say, Zach, that's on you, man. I can never lose faith in the Buffs. I can tell you that.
It is. I raise my hand.
And I got to say this. I'm on with my absolute one of my two favorite running backs in Colorado football history, along with Eric Bieniemy, is Philip Lindsay. He's my guy. So
yes, sir.
Philip, I hope you know how I feel about you, man.
Oh, I do.
You were one of all time best, man. I love watching you run the ball, and you had the heart of a champion. So
thank you, Coach.
Great to be with you guys. But yeah. Look, as I look back, and it's easy to say now, but that trip to LA that we made, middle of the conference, actually about 2/3 of the way through the league, and we lose a really, really heartbreaking game to UCLA, and we're at Pauley Pavilion, and in that locker room, I mean, it was as dead as it could be, because our guys, we fought our tails off. I mean, really competed and lost to a good UCLA team that we felt like we should have beaten. And then, 2 days later, we go to SC and we're down 16 in the second half and somehow find a way to scratch and claw back and win a game in double overtime from down 16. And then to see that locker room and the joy and the happiness that we felt together and the sense of accomplishment. And then we just got on a run. We didn't lose again until the other night in Vegas in the conference, championship, and we reel off 8 in a row and win 8 of 9. And that game at SC after that tough UCLA loss was definitely the key.
Coach, now, great coaches have to make hard decisions at times, man. And Cody Williams coming off the bench, you made that decision. What went into it?
Yeah, well, Philip, he's had a rough year. Cody is as talented as a young man as you're gonna see. I mean, he's got a great, great future ahead of him as a pro, and he's had 3 different injuries this year where it just was like it's been kind of a stop and go year for him.
Yeah,
and all 3 of the injuries, made him caused him to lose multiple games, and so we were really, really playing well. When he came back after this last ankle injury, and plus he'd only practiced like once or twice, and so his conditioning was not where it needed to be. He's playing about 30 minutes a game, when he went down, and just felt like the way we're playing, we had things kind of moving, and he was still going to play. But I told him, I said, hey, when you come back, I said, I'm going to bring you off the bench, and he's fine with it. He's such a team guy.
Yeah.
It just was one of those things that, I'd thought about and staff had talked about it and he's still going to play. And his minutes, I think he played 19 the other night. So he's working himself back into shape and Luke O'Brien's done a great job in his, in his place. Our rotation's pretty narrow. We don't play a lot of guys, but the minutes that those guys off the bench come in and do give us are critical. And Cody's probably the most.
Yes, sir.
We're talking with Tad Boyle, head men's basketball coach for the CU Buffs, the all-time wins leader. They're in the NCAA tournament. They play tomorrow night. Coach, you had a fascinating quote, and I think it was after the loss on Saturday night in Las Vegas, when you said, before you find players you can win with, you have to find players you could lose with. And I've been around the game of basketball my whole life. I can't remember hearing that quote. What went into that? And is there a moment where you did find out the answer to that question with this group of guys?
Well, I was sitting up at the podium, and I had Tristan Da Silva to my left, who's a senior, been here for 4 years. At KJ Simpson, who's been our heart and soul this year in terms of his play at the point guard position. And he's been here for 3 years. And I just felt like, our guys were as devastated in Las Vegas, you know, the other night, as we've had been all year, not winning that championship. We went to Las Vegas to win a Pac-12 championship, and it was the last one. You guys remember when we came in the league, you know, back in 2011, 2012, and we won the first Pac-12 championship. And here it is, the last year in the league, and we had an opportunity to do the same thing, and we didn't get it done. And I just wanted those guys to know, and I wanted, you know, our fan base to know. I really believe that. I think you got to find guys you're willing to lose, because I'd go to war, you know, again, with Tristan Da Silva and KJ Simpson every single night. When you're a coach and you lose, and you're losing with guys that you don't believe in, you know, or you're like, well, you know, when they play good, we win and everybody's happy. And then when we play bad, you know, we lose and you feel awful because, you know, you just don't believe in them. You got to believe in the guys, win or lose. And that's how I feel about this team in general. But I wanted those two guys to know that. And it just hit me. You know, I read that once. There's an old basketball coach named Dick Bennett, whose son Tony Bennett is now the head coach at Virginia. And he said it one time, and it hit me right between the eyes. I'd never thought of that before, and it's always stuck with me.
I like it, Coach. I like it. This is the last one, and we will let you go. All right, what are you guys up against versus the Boise State? What were they, the Broncos?
Broncos, yeah, tomorrow night.
Yeah, Boise State. We played them a year ago, guys. We were in the tournament in November in South Carolina, and they beat us. Now Javon Hadley did not play in that game. Tristan Da Silva played in about a third of it, I think. He came down with a migraine headache and didn't play, you know, the last half. But they are a tough-minded, well-coached team. Their coach, Leon Rice, is a good friend of mine. He's been there 14 years. He got the job in Boise just when I got the job in Boulder. And we're in for a battle because they're tough-minded kids that play hard. They play the right way. It's interesting. I think individually, if you went player by player, you know, I feel like we have more talent than they do.
Yeah.
But collectively, they play so much better as a unit, and they're better collectively than they are individually. So we have to understand that we can't look at them. We can't, you know, their record is the same as our record. And, but they're a tough minded group. They beat us on the boards. They played tougher than us a year ago when we lost to them in South Carolina. So we have to understand that, and our guys do, and we'll be ready, I promise you.
Well, we can't wait, Coach, and there's so much on the line. But in addition to everything that truly matters, if you guys find a way to win tomorrow night, you guys will have won the most games in any single season in the history of the program. And we are rooting like crazy for you back here in Denver. We thank you so much for your time leading up to tip-off tomorrow, and the very best of luck.
Good luck, Coach.
No, I appreciate it, guys. That means a lot, and you're right. We got a chance to make history for Colorado basketball tomorrow night, and that's what we plan to do.
I can't wait. Thanks, Coach.
Okay.
All right, there he goes. Tad Boyle, head men's basketball coach for the Colorado Buffaloes.